This is Montana Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Edward O'Brien. Montana's governor and a dozen business representatives from here are wrapping up a four-day trade mission to Taiwan and South Korea today. As Steve Jess reports, they're coming back to some bad news. The state's coal exports to Asia are being cut back.
Cloud Peak Energy says it is reducing the amount of coal it's shipping to Asia starting next year. All U.S. coal exports have fallen by half over the last 3 years. Governor Steve Bullock's four-day trade mission accomplished several new business deals and partnerships, but none of them involved coal.
There is certainly demand for Powder River Basin coal. One of the challenges is that whereas 3 years ago it would have been selling for $120 a ton, right now, over here, it's about $50 a ton. So it's more a matter of world prices and economics, I think, that drive part of this.
No coal industry delegates joined the Montana trade mission. Bullock says coal producers were approached, but none of them signed up for it. The governor spoke from Seoul as he was getting ready for the final day of the trip. The agenda called for Korean and Montana officials to sign an agreement to cooperate on researching new sources of energy.
We all need to recognize that energy portfolios and mixes will be changing, so we ought to be doing all we can to work and invest in the opportunities to kind of research new technologies and better ways to use existing technologies. So today's will largely involve, I think, our university systems and the Korean Energy Research Institute.
One business deal that was sealed on the trip gives a Bozeman company, Resonon, a new distribution outlet in Taiwan for its industrial imaging equipment. The trade group included representatives of Montana's manufacturing, tourism, and agriculture industries. I'm Steve Jess, Montana Public Radio.
Montana students did worse on a national test compared to when it was administered in 2013. The Billings Gazette reports the 8th and 4th graders still did better than the national average in reading and math. Fewer than 10,000 Montana students took the National Assessment of Educational Progress test this year. In math, the 4th graders' scores decreased significantly compared to 2013, and 8th graders' scores dropped for the second time in a row. In reading, the 8th graders' scores dipped slightly compared to 2013. The 4th graders' scores were slightly higher. Montana Superintendent of Public Instruction Denise Juno says 1 year of a decline does not make a trend. She says the test is just one tool for measuring a sample of students, and it's not fully aligned with Common Core standards. The Montana Board of Pardons and Parole has sent Governor Steve Bullock a clemency request by a man convicted of killing a high school classmate in 1979. The Great Falls Tribune reports Barry Beach's attorney says he's happy the board moved quickly and is looking forward to hearing from the governor. A new law gives the governor the final decision in clemency requests instead of the parole board. A judge has granted a request for a death penalty specialist to represent an 18-year-old Wyoming man accused of killing a husband and wife on Montana's Crow Indian Reservation. Prosecutors are considering pursuing the death penalty against Jesus Denise Mendoza for the July 29th killings of Jason and Tana Shane near Pryor. The Worland man has pleaded not guilty. An audit finds that Montana's railroad safety falls short at a time of high oil train traffic that's only expected to increase. The Legislative Audit Division review concludes the Public Service Commission is not actively pursuing rail safety and doesn't have enough inspectors to adequately cover the state. Officials say they're limited by the budget and state law from following all of the report's recommendations. A federal judge in Bozeman has ruled that a logging project near West Yellowstone can move forward despite opposition from two environmental groups. The Bozeman Daily Chronicle reports the judge ruled in favor of the U.S. Forest Service in a lawsuit over the Rendezvous Trail forest thinning project. The group said the federal agency did not thoroughly examine potential impacts to the environment and the effects on grizzly bears and Canada lynx. High school math teacher and former U.S. Senate candidate Amanda Curtis has announced she's getting back on the campaign trail, this time for the state legislature. Curtis is running for Butte's House District 74 seat, currently held by Democratic Representative Pat Noonan, who's reached his term limit. She served as Butte's representative in House District 76 in 2013, but did not seek re-election in 2014. Instead, she mounted a statewide campaign as the Democratic candidate for senator, U.S. Senator. She lost by nearly 18 percentage points to Bozeman Republican Steve Daines. Curtis says she loves her job in Butte and believes she can defend working families and labor rights in the legislature. Thanks for listening. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Edward O'Brien.